Hey everybody, welcome back to Fathericity. I believe this is episode number 9.
I think nine, yeah. Nine of these in the book.
Almost at double digits. Almost at double digits. We're gonna get off the artificial intelligence this week and go back to just plain old human interactions and ideas and brainstorming and all that with a brand new topic for tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and say this now. We just spoke before Charlie hit the record button. I'm sorry, dads, if you pose this question. I brought it up to Charlie and he said it was a loaded question. And I was like, nah. And yeah, apparently it's a loaded question. So
I
it's
tried to
it
tell
works
you.
out for you guys.
You said, no, it'll be awesome. It strengthens your relationship and it brings in feelings of gratitude towards one another, and it just makes everything better. And what did I tell you? You said, oh, this is great for your relationship. And I said, or it could end it.
I
Just saying.
said it could be something that's great for your relationship. I didn't, that was a disclaimer. I didn't guarantee it.
Well, everything could
Don't
be
think you
good
can
for your
guarantee
relationship.
it could be. So let's see how this goes. So we're brainstorming as usual, and I got this. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. I'll watch a lot of TikTok, some days more than others. And I was watching and scrolling, and I saw the Dads Who Try podcast. So, Dads Who Try, their podcast. And the host guy was saying that he used a sports analogy for dads to challenge themselves and ask their wives three questions. And the idea was you ask your spouse these three questions, and their response should help you to be a better father and husband and provider and all that for your family. So I posed that to Charlie. I thought it was a good idea. Apparently, mixed results. So let's find out what we got. So you like baseball?
I love baseball.
Okay, Charlie's a big baseball fan, so I figured he'd like this. Again, I got this from the Dads Who Try podcast. Make sure I keep saying that. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. The guy was like, when you need to find your spouse, find your girlfriend, find your mom, baby mama, all those titles, and
Hopefully not
ask them three
all.
questions.
Just each one. You have one of
Yeah,
those,
all of them.
not each of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One
I mean,
woman
if
should
you're
be all
tight
of
with
those
your ex
things.
and you have a baby mama and a wife now, you could do all that, I guess, and see what the
Yeah,
feedback is.
so
It may be different from the current one and the ex one, I would guess, for sure.
yeah. So the three questions are as follows. Baseball terms, what is your home run? What is your base hit? And what is your strikeout? And the idea is your home run is something that you're just killing it as a father. What's the one thing that you do that's like always a knock out of the park that you, no question, you're good. You're golden. You're the best at it. The base hit is something you're consistent with. You may not be the best at it, but you're always consistent. You always keep the ball in play. And then, as always, your strikeout is what your spouse feels is something that you need to work on. So, what you get?
What did I get? Okay. So my base hit was probably patient because I'm patient with the kids and with her. So being patient was like my kind of steady, that's where I'm always there.
Okay, hold on hold on, disclaimer. This is what your wife said you were.
Yes, correct.
Correct?
Yeah, that's what I didn't give
Okay.
myself these. No, I didn't do that. This is her responses. So this is
Okay, so your base hit is patience. That's a good one.
my
I wish
base
my wife would have
is
said that
patient.
about me. That's good. I wish I had that.
Yeah, patience is good. It serves you well. I mean, it's all it it I apply it in multiple opportunities in my life, okay? Whether it be work, home, whatever it is. That's something that I have been blessed with up until this point most of the time. Let's just say that. They say never pray for patience, by the way, because that's...
Yeah, I learned that the hard way first few years of teaching.
There you go.
I learned it the hard way.
So my single was patience, or my base hit. Okay. My strike was the fact that I'm never content. Yeah, that one hit home a little bit, for sure. But she was...
Knowing you, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing you, that makes sense.
So, you know, she's definitely accurate. And then we didn't necessarily get to a home run. There was a couple things she thought about, but she was overthinking the question, I think. And then, you know, she asked me what your wife said, and then it was a whole deal to where it's like, well, her answers are better than mine. So anyway, it turned into a whole thing at my house, these questions.
So I think both your wife and my wife's strikeout would be comparison, comparing themselves to other people.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm saying that knowing my wife can't listen to what I'm saying. Okay, so I asked my wife the same question, and I posed it to her last week. I heard this a while ago. So I posed it to her last week, and she quickly came up with a home run for me, which was like, ah, yay. And then I was like, all right, what's my strikeout? And she's like, I don't know. Now, I will say this. I'm going to preface this. My wife and I think, have had like 3 major blow-ups an entire relationship. So we have a very non-conflict type thing. We're very passive-aggressive to each other from time to time. I will say that too. We're passive-aggressive people. But we don't just come out swinging at each other a lot. So we try hard. At least I do, and I think she does too. We're not negative. But I'll go for my strikeout and move up. My wife said my strikeout, and this is kind of similar to yours. I always find a way to be busy.
Right. I can see that.
Like, I can't ever just sit and be content with what's going on. Always got to find something to keep my mind going. And you know this from me. I try to do 1,000 different things, thinking it'd be the coolest thing ever. And then 5 minutes later, I move on to the next shiny thing that would be thing. So my wife's like, you're always busy. You don't have to do any of it. You just want to do it.
You just find a way to keep yourself occupied. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my strikeout. My base hit, she said, was my consistent thing. And I'm proud of this one because it's something I really, really try to focus on. And we talked about this before. My vision board and all that kind of stuff. I've been waking up pretty much every day between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, getting on the elliptical or going to the gym, just doing something for myself, and then spending time with myself before I get the day started. So I've been cooking breakfast pretty much every morning.
There you go.
After like the first 2 or 3 days, I'd make breakfast for just myself. And my wife would walk in the kitchen and she's looking around like,
hey,
what are
mom?
You doing? I'm like, oh, I just ate breakfast and had a cup of coffee. She's like, what about me? I'm like, you were in bed. What about you?
Yeah.
And then I got smart. Maybe you should be smart and cook your wife breakfast too. So that's what I've been doing. And I usually get my son ready for daycare while she's getting dressed and everything. So she said that's my base hit. Like, I'm consistent with those things and just being that. This is something she never has to worry about. It's like Ichiro at bat. If Ichiro's in the batter's box, you know you're going to get a base hit. So that's
mine. You're dating yourself with that analogy, but okay, that's cool.
But that's the only guy I know that can get on base like all the time.
I mean, you were back.
Who's the guy that does it
might
now?
As well have said Pete Rose.
he gambled, so I can't go with that one. And then my wife said my home run was not, I guess, social norms, parent norms. I don't mind doing whatever it is I got to do as a dad.
Right.
If he throws up, I'm not like, ooh, you take him. If it's bath night, I don't push it off on her. I don't do laundry while she does dishes or this, whatever. We just do stuff together. If I pick up the slack when she needs it, she picks up the slack when I need it. There's no competition. There's no 50-50. We're both at 100-100. And she said that's the home run. She never feels like she's like pigeonholed as the wife, mother. And she feels like because I don't act like I don't know, I'm not a typical dad in the sense, like, I'm just a disciplinarian. She does all this stuff. Yeah. So that was my home. Like, that's cool. That's cool. So
yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm not going to fix the strike. Not going to fix the strike. That's just my nature. I'll be more considerate of what she's saying. I'm trying to be less busy, but I'm going to, my interests, the creative juices have got the flow. So I'm going to do something.
Right. Now I'm with you on that. I mean, I think they just have a pretty good idea of who we are. And it doesn't take that long being around us to pick up on that. So I'm sure a lot of the dads out there, I think asking your kids this would be really well. Because, let's see, my oldest son did respond. He heard us talking. He's like, what is it? And we went over it. And let's see, his that he gave me were, he said, I do golf was my home run. So he doesn't really understand that much about the game of golf. But, okay, I'll take that. So then he
said, why aren't you on the tour?
He said my base hit was playing games with them. I'll play games with them. I'm not very good at games, but I'll play with them. That's what he told me. I'm not very good, but I will play with them. And then my strikeout is Minecraft because I get dizzy and a headache and my eyes hurt when I'm playing Minecraft and I have to quit. And that was my strikeout right there.
So I can only imagine. You should ask your oldest what those are. That's interesting. I like that. And the fact that your kids may have even better insight of you as a dad than your wife.
I don't even think it has to be better insight. Just seeing you get responses from their worldview. So you get to see how they see it. So I still think they're better.
That's why I said better. Bad choice of wording, but at the same time, like, they're getting 100% dad from you as opposed to your wife that's getting dad / husband / parent / a bunch of other things. So, like, I think that's the, in its purest form, that's why I said my son would say some crazy stuff. I know what Trenton would say. Definitely my strikeout with him would be no.
Okay.
I'm the disciplinarian. I say no too much for him. I think my consistency would be, I hope this is something that he would say. I always try to teach him how to do right, even when he doesn't want to do right. And then my home run, I have a switch. And I have gadgets.
And that's your home run? You bring technology?
That's my home run. I got YouTube Premium, and he can watch videos without commercials. And that's like the greatest thing ever for him. So that would be my home run. Because when we go anywhere else that doesn't have YouTube Premium, and there's a commercial, an advertisement, he loses his mind. He doesn't know what's happening. So
that would be what my home run. That's what Trenton would say. He is out on commercials.
Yeah,
for sure.
So he probably has something else. I don't know, but
he's only two. You would talk to him, and there would be something off the wall. I'd be curious. I need to ask my other two. They were there, but they didn't really play along. I mean, they kind of. My son got him to agree with what he was saying, but as far as independently get them to acknowledge that was a whole thing.
Yeah,
sure.
Especially with your son and then your oldest being your daughter, what maybe even what they see differently. Maybe. But again, they may be too young. It's just what the kid sees. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I like seeing their outlook on life because I grew up an only child. So, like, just the sibling thing and kind of view, you know, how they view everything and how they feel like they're being treated is something, you know, a lot of times that I didn't necessarily understand because I was an only child and I had, when my parents were there, I had their complete attention, I guess, for the most part.
So what you need to do is those Facebook quizzes or those Facebook questions with your kids.
I don't like doing that. I have enough data that people are mining out there. I don't need to.
No. Okay, don't post it. But like, have you seen those where like you ask your kid questions and like they just answer honestly? Like, what does daddy do for a living? And they'll just tell you, like, how old are you? What's your favorite food? And like, just like, not don't post your answers, but like, just find one of those cute kid quizzes and ask them those questions and see what you get from your children.
Oh, I already know
that's
what I
I'm
get
saying.
From my kids on that. I mean, what does daddy do? He works with rocks all day. I mean, I guarantee you that's it. Because one of their favorite things to do is back when I worked like at a plant is they would come and they'd love to climb on the big giant rock stockpile. So they'd climb up to the top and run around and then go up and down those. So they tell you that I work with rocks all day. What was the other one you said?
How old are they?
Oh no, I just turned 40, Jermaine. It's kind of a big deal around here. So they know daddy is old.
They don't remember that. They don't remember that.
I will say, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They know I'm 40. Now I will say this: the youngest one, it tripped him out. Here a couple weeks ago, we were talking. And it tripped him out. He knew I was 40 and I was old, but he didn't realize that I was not as old as grandma. He asked me if I was older than grandma. Yeah. That's a little kick in the shin right there. If your son asks you if your mother is is older than you are.
That's pretty funny. You should ask them what year you were born. That's the question.
Okay.
What year were you born? They'll probably say 1894.
Right?
Something like that.
Something like that. Because he always has big numbers whenever he talks about stuff. But is that what you're looking up? Because we could see it in your glasses. We could see.
Yeah, of course you can. At. I got a big massive phone right here.
Okay.
Double screen phone. Yeah, I was trying to look it up, but I can't find anything. But yeah, I'll be interested to see what your kids would say. You got to find one, write those down, and like bring those up later. Maybe in conversation, we could talk about it one night.
Yeah, I'll have to see about that. But so, what else? Do we want to talk about anything else tonight?
I think that's a good one. You're a Mavs fan, so how you feel about Kyrie and Luka losing to LeBron after, what, a 20-point-something lead?
27 points.
I saw that.
It was like up until last night, teams that had a 27-point lead were like 126-0 or 137-0 or something like that, and now they're not. It's pretty crazy.
Only a Dallas team.
Not only.
Okay,
a Vikings fan is not fitting to sit here and give me a bunch of crap about teams blowing leads, okay? No, sir.
The difference between us, though, is we don't have leads.
Okay.
We just lose games. We don't have leads.
Right. Are you not a Mavs fan? Are you a Timberwolves fan?
Oh, no. I don't think I have an NBA team right now. I don't think I have an NBA team right now. I'm a big LeBron fan, so I'll go where LeBron goes. But I'm not a Laker fan. I'm a LeBron fan, so I'm not a big Laker guy.
I got you.
I'm a fan of players, but not teams right now. So I don't have a team.
Well, that's good.
I don't watch basketball.
Because if a player was on your favorite team, they could ask to get moved off of it like next week, And then you know, your team would not be as good anymore. So that's a
so
whole
yeah, I don't
discussion.
I wish I yeah. I don't know, I don't have a team. I don't yeah. And then baseball is a whole different thing. So
yeah, for sure. But all right, well, I think that'll be it. Everybody like, subscribe,
share, all that stuff. Yeah. And ask questions, comment, email, share. Critique us. Give us some notes. Give us some questions. All that good stuff. All that good feedback stuff.
Yeah. And if any of y'all go and ask your wives the questions we talked about, put it down in the comments. Send us an email at fatheristity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from y'all and see what's going on.
Well, I'm going to take my son in the bed. So y'all have a – thank y'all for listening. And we'll check you out for episode number 10 coming up in another week or so.
We got to do something big for double digits.
All right. Later, everybody.
Later.